The Auntie Jan is with us today.
Okay, we're on.
Okay. Rav Yosef, good morning. You're with us?
Morning. Yeah,
Baruch
Hashem. Sorry.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. My wife's not well, though. She fell this morning.
Right.
And she's been taken to Shaar HaTzedek. So if we can think about her.
Who took her to Shaar HaTzedek?
The Mada. Everyone was with her. Everyone was with her.
Aye, aye, aye.
She should feel well.
Oh, man, she'll feel well. Amen.
Rachel. That's Ida.
What's her name, Robert?
Ida. That's Ida.
Racha Bas Ida.
Racha Bas Ida?
Ida.
We should just say Besuras Tevis, Ms. Hashem.
Yeah, amen.
We saw last time. Let's go to Maremo Ur Mazutra, five lines before the Mishnah. Maremo Mazutra have a Mechanfi Be'asara. They used to gather 10 people, B'Shabta Derigla, on that Shabbos before Yom Tov when there was the big drasha in Shul. Umatzlu, they would daven. V'Hoder Nafke L'Pirka, and they would then go out to go and give the Shir. So we saw in Rashi, let's have a look at that Rashi again. B'Shabta Derigla, about halfway up the page. B'Shabta Derigla Shelifnei Pesach V'Atzeres V'Sukkos. There was always a big Shabbos just before Yom Tov, where there used to be a drasha to prepare everybody with the halachas. U'Maremar B'Iroi, Maremar in his city. Umarzutra the Iroi and Marzutra in his city. Hoyu Hadarshonim. They were the ones who gave the drasha. The Shachris, Hoyu Ha'om Holchim Lebe Samedrash. In the morning, people used to go to the shul. Ukashemagia Zman Kriyashema. And when it came to the Zman of Kriyashema, Koirin, they used to recite Kriyashema. V'hadarshan doirish, and then whoever was scheduled to give the drasha did so. V'ha'om nishmotim, and then the kehila would slip out. U'mispalalim ish levadai, and would all daven each individual by himself. O'lekach, therefore, heimoyu ma'asvin rohem, they would gather for themselves yud. 10 people shachris, koidem sheyecho lebeis hamedrash, long before they ever got to the beis hamedrash, the koir in kriyashema, they would recite kriyashema, umispalalim, and they would daven together, kriyashema and davening, besmichas keula letzfilah, that way ensuring that they would be seimah keula letzfilah. Remember, everybody else is not doing that. Everybody else, for some reason, is saying Kriya Shema in the shul, and then after the drasha, an hour later, they're all going home to daven. Which means that everybody else, they're not being Seimach Geula LeTfilah. So Marema and Rashi didn't want to run into that problem. So they used to have a minyan before the drasha, in which they said Kriya Shema and davened immediately. That way they were Seimach Geula LeTfilah. V'Hodar Nofki, and then they would go out L'Pirka V'Darshi. Then they'd go out to the Shia and give the Drasha. That was one possible solution. Back into the Gemara. Rav Ashi, we saw this last time as well, he did something else. That's going to be the discussion, why each one chose their particular plan. Rav Ashi matzli b'hodi tzibura. He used to daven actually together whilst he was with the tzibur, but biyochid, but as an individual, means they weren't all davening. Meyushev, sitting down. So they were not davening, as we're going to see in Rashi in a moment. They were busy listening to the maturgaman explain the drasha. Whilst they were doing that, he used to daven sitting down. But ki ava osi lebeisei. But then when he eventually came back home, hodar umatzli mu'umad, he then used to daven once again, mu'umad, standing up as you're supposed to. So let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Rav Ashi oyo Rosh Hashiva b'mata machsia. Rav Ashi was the Rosh Hashiva in the town of Machasia. V'doyresh, and used to give drashas that v'hu loy hoyo mispalel koydim beis hamedrash. He did not follow the same plan that Marema did, which was to make a minyan before the beis hamedrash, before the shir. No, he didn't do that. Why not? We'll see in a moment. Hello, he went straight to the Beis HaMedrash and began the drasha. And then, Kishma Giazman Kriya Shema, when the time for Kriya Shema arrived, Loichesh Harbe Yachad Lemeturgaman Ha'oimid Lefona, they used to whisper a lot together, a whole bunch of information to the Meturgaman who was standing in front of him. Uba'oid, and whilst Shamaturgman Mashmiya L'Rabim, whilst he then relayed that, the Maturgman expounded to the Rabim. Remember, he's got a lot of material to expound on because Rashi fed him with a lot of information. Whilst that was going on, Hu Koirei Shema, he used to recite Shema, V'soimech Geula L'Tfila, and he used to daven sitting down. Why did he not just simply leave the Beis HaMedrash and daven in a side room? He didn't want to leave. Because that would cause a great balagan, a lot of effort, exertion for the tzibur, lokum miponov, to have to all stand up in front of him. So he didn't want to make a whole scene. So all he did was, he remained where he was, on his seat, sitting down, and he said, Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Says Rashi, Behodi Tzibura, either Behodi Sha'atzibur Nishmotim Umisbalim, or Inami Behodi Tzibura, Kamoishu Yeshev B'teicha Tzibur. Either as they were leaving, or as they were, whilst he was sitting B'teicha Tzibur, Kloimar She'ena Yeitzi. In other words, he did not leave. Chi Hava Osila Beise, and then when he came home, Chayzor Mispalel Mu'umad, you start once again standing up, L'chavein Es Liboy, in order to have maximum concentration. So, the common denominator between these two stories is that both Mareimar Mazutra and also Rav Ashi, they were both concerned about being Soimach Ge'ula L'Tfilah. That was the common denominator. They were both looking for a plan in which they could be Soimach Ge'ula L'Tfilah. However, they did so in different ways. Mareima and Mazutra did so by having a minyan before they ever left to the Beis HaMedrash. Whereas Rav Ashi did not do that. Rather, whilst he was in the Beis HaMedrash, he used to say Kriya Shema and Tfilah while sitting down. So he is in the presence of a tzibur, although he's davening actually as a yochid. And then when he came home, he davened once again, but this time round, he davened standing up. Says the Gemara, Omri lei Rabbonon. So Rabbonon said to him, who's him? Rav Ashi. They said to Rav Ashi, but the Avid Mar, why does the master not do, who's the master of Ashi? Why does the master not do Kamareimar Umar Zutra? It seems such a simple solution. Instead of davening, sitting down, and then davening again, why don't you merely collect a minion in your home, before you set out for the Beis HaMedrash, and that way you can say Kriyat Shema, you can say Tefillah V'Shalom Al Yisrael. So he said, no, I don't want to do that. Why? Omalohu, he said to them, Tricha li milsa. It's a tircha for me, milsa, this matter. To do that is a big tircha for me. Why? Says Rashi. Tricha li milsa, says Rashi, la'acher beis hamedrash. To delay the beis hamedrash ad she'ispalo. If I'd have to daven before, presumably they didn't just daven 20 minutes. It was a whole long 2 or 3 hour service. You can imagine how the Amoraim davened. So it's a big exertion. If I have to daven before and then push off the drosh of the Beis HaMedrash, that's a big tircha. Everybody's going to be waiting for ages. And I don't want to do that. Says the Gemara, okay. V'le'avid mar, so why did the master not do ka'avua de Shmuel v'levi? Remember, that's what the Gemara said in the beginning. It says, Avua de Shmuel and Levi, whenever they used to go on a journey, they used to daven early, and then when it came to this man of Kriyat Shema, they would do that. So, why didn't you do that? Why would that solve the problem? Because you could do davening, therefore, very early, before day. You wouldn't say Kriyat Shema, so you save yourself a bit of time. You do Kriyat Shema later on. If you're so concerned, you don't want to do Kriyat Shema and Tefillah before the Beis HaMedrash because it's going to keep everybody waiting. So just daven early and don't do Kriyat Shema. Do Kriyat Shema later, says Rashi. V'lavid Mark avur d'shmur v'levi. What did they do? Shemispalalem koidem hayoim. They daven before the day. Remember we saw a machloikas, Rashi and Tosas, what does that mean? Rashi says it means literally they daven before daybreak. Tosas says that can't be. There's no such precedent as davening before daybreak. We'll see Mr. Hashem later on today, I hope, in the Shulchan Aruch, how we pass with regard to that. But either way, they davened early, says Rashi. But based on they did so at home, mu'umad, standing up, v'loitit starich, thereby not necessitating beis tefillos. Because meanwhile, what's Rav Ashi doing? Rav Ashi is getting himself in a whole balagan. He davens once, sitting down, then he goes home and davens again. Why would you want to do that? Why don't you just daven early before the day? Then you don't need to daven twice, you've davened. Umishum mismach geula letfilah. And with regard to being Seimach Geula L'Tfilah, remember this is the downside of davening early. You're not being Seimach Geula L'Tfilah. Kiven dematzlu koidem Kriyat Shema loy kopti. Because they were davening early before Kriyat Shema, they weren't particular about this. In other words, it wasn't yet the Zman of Kriyat Shema. So therefore, there is no requirement to be Seimach Geula L'Tfilah because it's not the Zman of Kriyat Shema and Geula. So doesn't that seem to be the perfect plan? So solution number one that they suggested was make a minyan at home. No, that's a big tircha. Everybody's going to be waiting. Solution number two is get up early, daven, and do Kriyat Shema later. So he answered back a very important yesod. Oma lohu loy chazina lohu. I never saw lerabonon keshishai minon, to the rabbonim who are older than me, the ovdi hochi, doing so. A phenomenal yesoid in avodas Hashem. They asked him a question. How's he answered it? They asked him what seems to be a very valid question, and he said, but I never saw Rabbonon, the elders, do that. So what? So this is the big Yisrael of Avodas Hashem. We have an Indian called Mesoira. on the way that Avodas Hashem is practiced in Klal Yisrael. And if I didn't see so in my Rebbeim, who are elders, senior Rabbonim, says Rav Ashi, as far as I'm concerned, therefore that's a non-solution. He didn't even answer the question halachically. He didn't start quibbling, there's a problem with it, maybe halachically it shouldn't be done. He just said, I never saw the Zakenim doing so, therefore as far as I'm concerned, it's not an option. Says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Lechazinon lohu l'rabbonon, keshishi minon. I never saw the Rabbonon who are older than me, the Avdi Hachi doing so, i.e., shiakdimu tfila l'kriya shema. That they should preempt tefillah before Kriya Shema, that's what you were suggesting. That I should daven at home. And then only later say Kriya Shema. I'm sorry, I never saw everybody do that. So therefore, I'm not prepared to do that. So I had to wait till later. Hilkoch. Kiven de mamtin mitfilo adzman Kriya Shema. Therefore, seeing as he waited, he did not daven. He waited to daven all the way until the Zman of Kriya Shema. Well, now you do have to juxtapose Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Mitzvah lismoich Tefillah achar geula. Meaning, if you daven early before daytime, so it's not yet the Zman of Kriya Shema, so you can hardly be expected to be soimich geula l'tefillah, it's not the Zman of geula. But Rav Ashi, who said, I'm not doing that because I never saw my Rebbeim doing that. So I'm waiting till later. Ah, but if you're waiting till later, well, then you do have to be Simach Geula L'Tfilah. Nafichach Mispalel Miyushev Bimkaimai. So that's why he had to daven sitting down in his place. However, Ulafi She'ein Daitoi Miyusheves Olov Kolkach. Because his das was not so miyushev, why did he not have yishev hadas? Because as you can well imagine, try davening, sitting down whilst the maturgaman is giving a drasha to 300 people, and everybody's busy asking questions. It's not exactly conducive to kavona in tefillah. Therefore, tzorich lachzor ulispalel bebeisai. So we had to go and daven again, second time round at home. That's the Gemara. So in summary, and that's how we're going to see now the bottom Tosfos, and Be'ezus Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. In summary, it turns out that there are three different solutions to this problem. Avuah de Shmuel and Levi, when they needed to go on a journey, they used to daven early and do Kriya Shema later. And the Gemara explained that even though they are losing out on being Seimach Geula L'Tfilah, but as far as they were concerned, davening Mu'umad was more important. Because if the alternative is to daven whilst traveling, as far as they were concerned, that's too much to give up on. Even though it's true that if you daven whilst traveling, you'll be able to be Seimach Geula L'Tfilah, so therefore you've got one advantage, but the disadvantage is the very fact that you're davening whilst traveling. And they said, no, we think that it's too important a milah to give up on, and that's why they davened at home at Mu'umad, even though they lost out on Geula L'Tfilah. Option number two was to make an early minyan. Mareima Mazutra did that with a minyan, Kriya Shema davening. So there, obviously, you get all the milahs in the world. You're being Seimach Geula L'Tfilah, you're davening B'tzibur, you're davening Ba'amidah, seems the best solution. But the Gemara says, actually, it's not the best solution, because that way you're keeping everybody waiting in the Beis HaMedrash. So the third solution was that of Rav Ashi, who did some sort of compromise. He went to Shul, said Kriya Shema and davening, so he'd be Seimach Geula L'Tfilah, whilst everybody there is listening to the drasha. Because presumably he could not be mechaven the way he wanted, therefore when he got home, he davened again. Those are the three solutions. So let's have a look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. And then Be'ezus Hashem will turn to Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes and Siman Tzadi Dalet.
Gemara itself, though, doesn't come up with a maskana.
Right, quite right. So let's have a look. We'll see there's a discussion in the Rishonim. What is the halacha lemaisa? Says the Gemara, Mismach Geula Letfila Odif. If you remember, this was the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says he did not like this idea of davening early and saying Kriya Shema later. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, you've got to juxtaposition Kriya Shema and Tefillah. They've got to go together because Geula LeTefillah Odif. Says Tosfos, that is Odif Milehispalel Mu'umad, rather than the other maila of davening ba'amida. And that's why Rav Shimon ben Elazar said it's better to daven whilst you're on the journey. Do you remember Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, whether you're traveling by foot, or you're traveling by boat, or you're traveling by wagon, it makes no difference. Daven on the journey. Why? What do you gain that way? You gain because then you're being soimech geula l'tfila. It's true. You lose out because you're not davening mu'umad. That's what Tosis is pointing out. Mismach geula l'tfila odif milispala mu'umad. It's more important to be soimech geula l'tfila than it is to daven mu'umad. Says Tosis, v'hochi poski bahag. As he pointed out, Rabbi Avram, the Gemara does not tell us what the maskana is. However, the Bahag is one of the Rishonim, he paskens halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, period. So according to the Bahag, the halacha lemaisa is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which means that if it is a toss-up between being semech geula l'tfila or davening mu'umad, it is more important to be semech geula l'tfila. Says Tosfos, umashma. It's mashma from over here, the yud ches brachos, which means the Shemoneh Esra, muta lehispalel b'derech b'mahalich. Apparently we're being taught that you're allowed to daven whilst on the journey, ve'ein tzarech la'amoid, and you don't need to stand. That's what we're being taught. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that was precisely what he did. He davened whilst he was traveling. He did not stop his journey. Rather, he davened, even though he's still in transit. Which is very troubling. Why is it troubling? V'im toima umayshno mihavineinu. What's the difference between, if you remember earlier on in the Gemara, when discussing the bracha of Havineinu, the maskinon leel we said earlier on, the mu'umad dafka.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which seems very, very strange. Havineinu is in place of Shemoneh Esra. Right? Havineinu was the shortened version of Shemoneh Esra. So it seems very, very bizarre that the shortened version has to be said while standing. And yet the full version, which is the real Shemoneh Esra, that could be said while traveling. That seems very, very peculiar. That's the kasha of Tosfos. V'im toima, umayshno mihavineinu. What's the difference? Why is that different to havineinu? The maskinon leel, where the maskana earlier on the page was, the mu'umad dafka. It's got to be said while standing. If you're on the journey, you've got to stop. So why all of a sudden, when it comes to Shemoneh Esra, you don't have to stop? To the contrary, keep traveling. How can that be? V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers, d'shani havineinu. Havineinu is in fact different. Shehi Kitsara. Precisely because it is the shortened version. Ve'ein kan bitul derech kolkach k'may b'yud ches brachas. It doesn't interrupt your journey so much. In other words, it would be too much to expect you to interrupt your journey for the sake of davening Shmoyne Esra. That takes a long time, and that will cause a terrible delay to the journey. Whereas Havineinu, which is of course a much more brief version, if we tell you that you've got to stop, then it's not the end of the world. It's not going to delay your journey so much. If it's not going to delay your journey so much, so indeed you've got to stop. Whereas in the case of Shmoyne Esra, because it will delay your journey, therefore you do not have to stop. Va'oid Piresh Horam. The Maram said another explanation. Dahocha ki hodar lebeisei, when he got home, matzli me'umad. That's another answer to the question. What was the question? We were told before that you've got to daven while standing, so how can it be that he's davening whilst traveling? And the answer is, even though he did daven whilst he traveled, but when he got home, he davened again. So ultimately, he is davening ba'amida. Where do we see a precedent for that? In the Gemara. As Tosfos points out, kudamrinon b'samoch, as we say a little bit later on, Rav Ashi matzli b'hodi tzibura. He would daven whilst in the presence of the tzibur b'yachid miyushev. Why was he so keen to daven then? K'dei likrois kriya shema b'sha'ato, in order to read kriya shema in the correct time. But then, v'chi hodar lebeisi, when he went home, matzli mu'umad, he davened again. So too over here as well. So we have two different answers now. We have two different answers. The first answer of Tosfos is you are allowed to daven whilst on the journey. Why? Because if we say that you've got to stop, that will cause a terrible delay to your trip. It's not like Havineinu. Whereas the second answer is a no, even though we allow you to daven whilst in transit, but nonetheless, you'll have to daven again when you come home. Rav Rav, you with us?
I'm back. My machine froze on me.
Okay, you're with us. Good to see you. So those are the two tirutzim in Tosfos. Again, Rav Avraham, we asked a question. How can it be that you're allowed to daven Shmoyne Esra whilst on the journey? Surely we said before that with regard to Havineinu, you've got to daven whilst standing. So teretz number one in Tosfos is that Havineinu is a short version. It's not going to cause such a terrible delay to your journey. The full blown Shmoneh Esra will cause a terrible delay. The second teretz is that even if you daven on the journey, but that's not the end of the story. You've got to daven again once you come home. Says Tosfos in conclusion, V'rach posak ka'avua de Shmuel v'Levi. Even though Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that you should daven whilst on the journey. Why? In order to gain the advantage of being Seymach Geula L'Tfilah, and that's the way that the Bahag paskened. But Rabbeinu Hananel disagrees. Rabbeinu Hananel does not pasken like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, to the contrary. He paskens like Shmuel Levi, which is daven at home. Do Kriya Shema later. Why? Because Rabbeinu Hananel clearly follows the opinion that davening mu'umad is more important. Says Tosfos in conclusion, umiyu, however, midka'omar Rav Ashi. But because Rav Ashi said, and we saw this in the Gemara, he said, loy chazinon l'rabbonon k'shishay. I never saw the elders of the Rabbonim d'ka'ovdi hachi, quote unquote. Mashma, the implication was, I'm very sorry to tell you, the ein halacha k'moisam, that halacha is indeed not like Avua de Shmuel and Levi. So Tosfos says, I'm a little bit troubled with this psak of the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Bahag paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that what do? You davel whilst on the journey to gain the advantage of being Seimach Ge'ula L'Tfilah. Even though I lose out, I'm not davening Ba'umud. But Rabbeinu Hananel disagreed, and he paskna kavua de Shmuel Levi that no, you should daven at home. Even though you're not being Seimach Ge'ula L'Tfilah, but at least you've been davening Ba'umud, says Tosfos, I don't really understand that psak. Why? Because the Gemara says in the last line that Rav Ashi commented that I did not see the elders of the Rabbonim doing so. So that would seem to indicate that the halacha is not that way. If the halacha was really like that, then why was nobody doing it? So we seem to have an enormous machlokes in our hands. I think it would be worthwhile, maybe let's just clock out and then retune in, and then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch if you have in front of you the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. Being recorded again. Simon Peites, the last Sif, Sif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'shas Hadchak, when a person finds himself in extenuating circumstances, Kagoin, for example, Shetzarech Lahashkim Lederech. For example, he's got to go to the derech, he's got to set out on a journey, but he's got to leave early. Yochoil lehispalel misha'olo amud hashachar. So I see immediately he did not pasken like Rashi. Remember, Rashi says, even before the day began, and Tosfos says that can't be. We have to remember that if you go back to the beginning of this siman, go back to the very first line in this Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Peites, have a look at Sif Aleph. The first line of the Shulchan Aruch says, when is actually the Zman of Davening? Zman tfilas hashachar mitzvoso sheyaschil imanetz hachamo. The time to begin is at Neitz hachamo kadiksev. We learn it out from a pasuk yiruuchem shemesh. Now, it says the Shulchan Aruch says that im hispalel mishaol hamud hashachar beheir pnei hamizrach, then you are yoitzer. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling you there lechatchila, the earliest time is from Neitz. But the Eved from Amud HaShachar. If you remember, we once learned the continuation of that Sif is you daven until 4 hours and B'di Eved until Chatzos. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Sif that we're learning now, which is Sif Ches, is very much the conclusion of Sif Aleph, which means even though we saw in Sif Aleph the Lechatchila you're supposed to be davening from Neitz, and Amud HaShachar only works b'di'eved. Here the Shulchan Aruch is telling you that on occasion, I will allow you to daven lechatchila from Amud HaShachar. When is that? When indeed you're in a b'di'eved situation, such as you've got to set out on an early journey. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. B'shas hadchak goin shetzorech lahashkim laderech, yochoy leispalel mishe olo Amud HaShachar. But 1 second, it's definitely too early to daven Kriya Shema, and therefore v'yamtin milikrois Kriya Shema ad sheyagi hazmano. Therefore, you should wait. However, you can daven, but you should wait until the zman of Kriya Shema arrives. And he says in parentheses, im efsher loy likrois Shema. Al Haderech. We're obviously talking about a case where he'll be able to say Kriya Shema whilst traveling. Dainu she is chavin the pasuk rishon. If not, then there's no point saying wait because he won't be able to. Imagine a person is undergoing surgery. He's got to be in the hospital at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the zman Kriya Shema is only at 7 o'clock, and his surgery is at 6:30. So he won't be able to say Kriya Shema bizmanay. So if there's no point telling him, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to daven, but wait for the Zman Kriya Shema. By the time the Zman Kriya Shema arrives, he might be out in surgery. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, Va'af al pi she'einoi seimech ge'ula le'tfilo. Even though this way, if you daven early but say Kriya Shema later, you are not being seimech ge'ula le'tfilo. Hochi odif tfei. Well, there it is. We pass good like Avua de Shmuel and Levi, which was not the Bahag, it was Rabbeinu Hananel. Hochi odif tfei, this is indeed better. She is spalel bebeisai mu'umad. It's better to daven at home properly standing up. Mimashi yispalel bizmano, rather than davening later, v'hu mahalach, whilst on a journey, even though then, v'yismoich geula letfila. If you have a look, go back to that very first word of that sif. The first word of the sif was b'sha'as. Now can you see, in very small writing, next to the word b'sha'as is a tiny little tzaddik. If you look in the margin towards the top right-hand side of the page, you will see the Be'er HaGoyle, which is always the sources for the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So if you look at the last line of that where it says Tzadi, can you see? What does it say there? Brochas Daflamed or Ka'avua de Shmuel Velevi. So we understand exactly what he means. Except we would just add that it was a Machlokes Rishonim between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Hananel, whether indeed we really paskin like Avuah de Shmuel Halevi. Well, clearly we do. We clearly paskin like Avuah de Shmuel Halevi, and that was the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Ches. Shetzorich, he's got to leave early, ve'ein hashayora, and his transportation, mamtenes loy, will not wait for him. Oy, says Mishnah Berurah, shar dechak v'oynes, or any other dechak v'oynes. The Shulchan Aruch only gave one example, but clearly that's not limited, it's not the only case. So the particular case that we're discussing is that you have to set out on a journey, and your shayara, which means your transportation, will not wait for you. So it's either now or you've missed it. Lamentes. Yochoil lispalel. Pirish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll explain this to you. De bestam derech. On an ordinary journey, the average journey, einoi yochoil lechavein betfila. On an average journey, the assumption is you'll not be able to be mechaven properly. If you could be mechaven properly, obviously that would be the best option, because then you can be seimach geula letfila. But you can't. Bein kashu mahalech beraglov, whether you are traveling by foot, or yoyshev ba'agola or besfino, or traveling on a wagon or on a boat. So therefore, you're a bit stuck. If I tell you to daven on the journey, you're going to lose out on kavona. Ulafichach, and therefore, Omru Chachomim, that's why the Chachomim said, Shetoy Vyoisa. It is therefore better she is palel, Misha Omo, Misha Olo, Amud HaShachar. It is better to daven early, as soon as Amud HaShachar arrives, Af, even though She'einoi Adayin, it is not yet Iker Zman Tfila. When is the Iker Zman Tfila? As we saw in Sif Aleph, Neitzach Hamo. So you're losing out on that. And you're also losing out the Gamlo Yuchal Lismoich Geula Letfila. And you're also losing out on the advantage of being Seimach Geula Letfila. Why? Kilo Yuchal Likroyoz Kriya Shema. Because you will not be able to recite Kriya Shema then. The Adayin Lo Yigia Zmano. Because the time has not yet reached, ad sheyakir es chaveiroi berichuk daladamas. The time for saying Kriya Shema is the time when you can recognize your friend four amas away. And here you will not be able to do that. Why not? Because it's still nighttime. It's only just about Amud HaShachar, which means you will not be able to Mikoyre Kriya Shema. Nonetheless, Mikol Mokoyim Zehu Toiv Yoseh, says the Mishnah Brura, it is still better to do that and lose out the Maila of being Seymach Geula L'Tfilah Mishi Yispalel B'derech Bizmanoi, rather than davening whilst on the journey at the correct time. Im smichas geula letfilo. Why is that better? Here comes the key words. Ki bebeisoi, at home, yuchal lispalel ba'amida. At least then you'll be able to daven whilst standing up properly with kavona.
It seems like if I'm correct, the whole Indian is kavana. It's not
right.
Standing up,
right.
Okay. But
100%.
If you can't daven with kavana, then that's not the...
100%. That was the opening words of the Mishnah Berurah in Lama Tess. Have a look at the first line of the Mishnah Berurah in Lama Tess.
Mishnah
Berurah in Lama Tess says, Pirish, debestam derech eina yochel lechavin betfila. That is what we're losing out on, and it's too big an advantage to forfeit.
Right. Okay.
You know, we've said many, many, many times in our shir, if ever you want to learn the hashkofas of any subject, learn the halachas. I think this is a classic example. We're learning the halachas, but rather than being tied down perhaps by the nitty-gritty of all the halachas, which of course are very important, but we mustn't lose sight of the tremendous hashkofa that we're being taught here at the same time, which is that kavana in tefillah is paramount. And even if it means I'm losing out davening at the ikazman, and I'm losing out being seimach geula letfillah, all of that pales into insignificance compared to losing out kavana mitzvah. So we're being taught a tremendous hashkofa through the lens of halacha. Let's skip, go to the Mishnah Berurah, Mem Aleph. Im Efshah, the Ramah said, if you're able to say Kriya Shema on the journey, Rotzalay, but what that means is, Dim Yodea Shegam Kriya Shema Pasuk Rishon. If you know that even the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema Lo Yuchal Lechavin Baderech, you will not be able to be Mechavin properly Kagoy. Shehu B'mokoyim Gidudei Chayo V'listim. For example, he's going to be in a place where there's bandits and wild animals, and he's so nervous he will not be able to be composed to be mechaven properly. Then muta likreis kriya shema bebeisai. Then it's for sure better to say kriya shema at home. Gam kein taketh immediately misha olo amud hashachar afal pi, even though shadayin lo yegia ikar hazman, even though it's not yet the correct time. Again, kavana is paramount. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the last Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot Mem Beis, Hochi Odif. This is better. It's better to daven at home because that way you will gain davening bekavana. V'roiv ha'oilom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, most people ein nizhorit bazeh, are not careful about this. Most people are not careful. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. It would seem to be, remember we saw Machlokes Rishonim, which is really a Machlokes Amoraim, and most people do not follow the Eitzah, the Shulchan Aruch, and rather they travel whilst on the journey, which was the Psak of the Bahag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'efsha, perhaps Mishum, Denoyagin Ki'iduch Poiskim. Maybe they want to practice like the other Poiskim. The Svirile, they hold the Mismach Geula Letfila Adif. More important than Kavana. and al kein mispalalim baderech im smichas geula letzfilo. So we're in a bit of a pickle over here. The Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins, does not even bring two opinions on the subject. The Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that we follow Rabbeinu Chananel, which is the Psak of Avuah de Shmuel Alevi, which is you should daven at home. And forfeit the maila of being Semach Geula Letzfilah, yet the Mishabura is telling us, in the name of the Morgan Avraham, that many do the opposite. Let's carry on one more line, and with that we have to finish. Oid Kosav, Morgan Avraham, also writes that Imu Baderech, imagine he's traveling on a journey, Umisyore, and he is afraid Sheyavoir Zman Kriya Shema, that he's going to miss the Zman of Kriya Shema. Right? You're stuck in traffic, in your car, you can't possibly get out of the car, you're in the middle of the highway, but you're so stuck in traffic, you figure that by the time you get out, you're going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. Is Yikra Kriya Shema B'li Brochis? So you should say Kriya Shema, just the actual words of Kriya Shema, even without the Brochis. And then Ukashiyovoi Lamoloin, when he gets to his lodging place, Yikra Oida Pam Kriya Shema, I should say Kriya Shema again, in Birkaiseo Vyismer Kula Litfila. But Vim Huraya, but if he sees Shiyavar Gamzman Tfila, but if he realizes he's gonna lose his man of Tfila as well, which has only got until 4 hours. However you can, we don't want you to miss the Zman of Tefillah. So this is extremely negea. You're on your flight to America, 10-hour flight. You're sitting there. There's no way you can wait till you get off the flight, because then you'll miss the Zman Kriya Shema, the Zman Tefillah. So you daven on the journey. There's nothing you can do. Okay, I must hold it over here. We must pause. Be'ezus Hashem, all being well, on Sunday morning, we'll begin the new sugya, which is the Mishnah, and that will hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, bring us towards the end of the parak. Rabbi Yosef, I hope your wife is okay. We should just hear good news, Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen. Amen.
All the very best.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I was going to ask him about Parsha Shir, but I guess there is no Parsha. Well, he told us there's no
Parsha. Nope, we're not on it.
Right. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay.
I think it was last night.
Okay. Okay.
All right. See you in a few minutes.
Yep.